Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that all the Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. He noted that 161 Indian sailors have been repatriated and brought back to India after signing off in the Gulf region in the last 24 hours. Mr. Sinha also highlighted that the second LPG carrier, Nanda Devi, reached Kandla in Gujarat at around 2:30 a.m. today, and now cargo is being discharged from both the LPG carriers Shivalik and Nanda Devi. Addressing the briefing, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, today said that petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantity throughout the country.
Crude availability is normal. Our refinery is operating at the highest level. There is no shortage at retail outlets. Petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities. Regarding natural gas, the government is making efforts to ensure that commercial LPG consumers shift to PNG, as this would be beneficial. The government is actively working in this direction.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar discussed global challenges with a particular focus on the situation in West Asia and its impact on energy security with foreign ministers of various European Union countries during his recent visit to Brussels. Spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Ranthir Jaiswal informed about this in the briefing. He further informed that the ministers also underlined the need for dialogue and diplomacy to be drafted to bring an early end to this conflict. Additional Secretary, Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim Mahajan, informed that the mission team of India is on the ground to assist for the early return of the 15 Indian crew members of the oil tanker Safe Sea Vishnu. Secretary West of External Affairs Ministry, C.B. George, today co-chaired the 7th India-Russia UN consultations with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Alimov in New Delhi. In a social media post, the ministry said, both sides briefed each other on respective priorities in the United Nations. The discussions also focused on issues related to the UN Security Council agenda, in particular counter-terrorism, peacekeeping, UNSC reforms, among others. Both sides also exchanged views on current regional and global developments. West Asia saw a sharp escalation today with coordinated aerial attacks targeting Iraq and Doha. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's Green Zone was hit by drones and rockets, while strikes in the city killed 4 people, reportedly including Iranian advisers. The violence follows the killing of Abu Ali al-Askari of Kataib Hezbollah, as Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani condemned the attacks. Meanwhile, Qatar activated air defenses over Doha after 14 ballistic missiles and multiple drones were launched from Iran, raising fears of a wider conflict. The Election Commission has ordered the transfer of 19 senior police officers in West Bengal today with immediate effect. 2012 batch IPS officer Pushpa is appointed as SP Barasat. 2013 batch IPS officer Ishani Paul has been appointed as SP Diamond Harper. And 2013 batch officer Sachin has been made the SP Murshidabad. The commission had transferred 4 senior IPS officers, including the DGP of West Bengal, yesterday. In Keralam, the Election Commission has transferred 5 senior officials and appointed new officers to their posts. The newly appointed officers have been directed to assume charge before tomorrow morning. It has also been directed that the officials who have been transferred out should not be assigned any election-related duties. Lok Sabha has taken up further discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shatabdi Roy of the TMC said 341 trains do not have pantry car service facilities. Ms. Roy also pointed out that the railways is charging cancellation fee from passengers even when the wait-listed tickets are cancelled. Arun Bharati of Lok Jan Shakti Party, Rajmohan Unnithan of Congress and Malvika Devi of BJP participated in the discussion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.